Hi guys, good morning and welcome to Lauren Answer Show. So, we have two related questions na sasagutin ngayon. First is from Raul Cordova. Ang question niya is, given na bumagsak yung presyo ng Bitcoin, no, meron pa bang hope or tataas pa ba ito? And isang question naman kay Irene Flores of Tiaang Quezon. So, sabi niya, paano naman ako makakapag-invest sa Bitcoin, no, kung meron siyang pang-invest? Okay, so first, sagutin natin yung kay Raul. No? Sabi niya, since 20,000 yung value ng Bitcoin, no, US dollars, last December 2017, and medyo bumagsak siya, no? Actually bumagsak ng sobra-sobra since January and hovering around $6,000 to $7,000 US dollars, no, January until last month, no, but nag-hover siya around $6,000 to $7,000. So actually, no, recently lang, just last week, no, nag-broke yung Bitcoin sa 8,000. So, marami na naman optimistic about cryptocurrencies, about Bitcoin. And ako, ang take ko dyan is, like if you watch my videos before, I'm very optimistic with Bitcoin, no. I've given 4 reasons, no, why it will go up this 2018, no, this year. And the first one is, yun nga, Facebook and Google are now lifting the ban of ads running to their platform, no, with related sa cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin. Kasi before they banned every ad na nagre-run na related sa Bitcoin cryptocurrency. So ngayon nilift na nila, so they're positive now sa cryptocurrencies. Second is Japan and South Korea are now finalizing their rules about cryptocurrencies, no, since they want to really adapt cryptocurrencies, no. And the third reason is investors, institutional investors from Silicon Valley and other investors, big investors are now coming in, no, as an alternative investment nila yung cryptocurrencies, no, aside from gold, no. And the last one, the fourth reason is pending approval of the exchange traded funds for Bitcoin, no, as filed by the Chicago Board Options Exchange, no. So they are now waiting for this approval, around 8 to 10 ETF yung for approval ngayon, and very very positive sila na ma-approve to. So ibig sabihin nun, pag na-approve yung ETF, no, ETF are like stocks, no, na you can easily trade cryptocurrencies na pag na-approve na yan. So it's already accessible sa public. So pag nangyari yon, very accessible na sa public, no. So syempre funds will come in, no, economics, more funds, the price will go up. So ako, I'm very optimistic, and some analysts, no, say na Bitcoin will hit $20,000, $25,000, even $40,000 at the end of this year. So if you're not invested, so maybe you could put around 5 to 10% of your investable cash, no, in cryptocurrencies, no. And sagutin naman natin yung second question ni Irene, no, from Tiaang Quezon. So sabi niya, how to invest? So you can download crypto exchange wallets na coin.ph and Avalanche, and if you want to know more, if you want to be guided by me, you can check my course, no, pinoycryptomasterplan.com. so I'll put the link in the description above or below, so just check my course. So you can copy my crypto portfolio, no, kung ano yung mga coins na mas mura pa sa Bitcoin yung binibili ko, which may potential maging Bitcoin or tumaas yung value, no, in the near future. So you can check that course, and I'm gonna share also my ebook if you want to invest only in Bitcoin. Okay, that's for free. So ayun, if you like this video, please do share this video, and I hope may natutunan ka. God bless.